Sydney's easy music to you, Ian. Tony Christie for your Thursday morning. Cloudy with a high chance of showers increasing this afternoon and tonight. Tops in the low 20s. Today it's 7:45. It's Trevor Sinclair with The Easy Breakfast and my guest Debbie Kruger this morning, who wrote a book back in 2005 called Songwriter Speak, and Deb and I spoke about this way back then. I'm pleased to say the book has been re-released and you're listening to us because you like your music. So whether you like your 60s, the Easy Beats and the Twilights, 70s Little River Band or Sherbet, 80s In Excess or Ice House, 90s Savage Garden, gee, Debbie, you did cover a lot of ground and I'm glad that you're with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Trev. It's always great to hear your voice.
So many of those acts that you spoke to back then that have gone on to bigger and huge success, I think of like Darren Hayes and Savage Garden, one of the most successful songwriters to ever come out of Australia of recent times. And then you go back to your early days of the people you spoke to there. And sadly, we've lost people from the Easy Beats, for instance, George Young.
Absolutely. I see this book as history, and it's as much a book about amazing stories about music that has been the soundtrack to our lives that we want to keep in our lives forever, as it is a history book about the stories that people shared with me about their songwriting. What they told me at the time that I interviewed them all for this book is something that is indelible. It stands the test of time, and these stories are important. Since I wrote the book, we lost George Young, we lost Greedy Smith, we lost Chrissy Amphlett and Billy Thorpe.
I don't mean to be morbid here, but there are things in this book, there are stories that leave legacies, aren't there?
I think that unfortunately, you know, even if it's people who aren't interviewed in the book, but their songwriters are, such as John Farrar for Olivia Newton-John. Mm. And Terry Britton for Tina Turner, who we just lost. And the stories that they told me about working with those legendary singers and how Terry, for instance, persuaded Tina to record What's Love Got to Do with It when she did not want to sing that song.
Mm.
You know, these stories are our forever stories. And for me, the person that captured these stories, if I hear the song or if I learn that Tina has died, I remember my conversation with Terry about that, and I have that particular experience. I hope that the people that read the book then, have kept the book and now will get the book now, will get a similar sense of intimacy and excitement from being privileged to know these stories as well.
It's a little inside look into people's lives, and not just why they wrote the song, but also how they wrote the song. And sometimes you look at songs like John Farnham's Age of Reason, one that's a little bit overlooked, isn't it?
Well, it is at the moment because, of course, John's first huge hit from that era, You're the Voice, is the name of the film, and it's the one that everyone talks about. It's not an Australian composition. But when Todd Hunter and Joanna Piggott, Todd of Dragon and his wife Joanna, wrote Age of Reason, and everyone was expecting big things from this album, and they got it was a big album, as big as and even more polished than Whispering Jack had been.
Mm.
And for Todd and Joanna, this was the life changing song.
It's so the house that
John Farnham built. Yes. It reminds me of that great story that the great record industry guy in the US, Clive Davis, tells about the house. You know, when he started Arista Records, it was the house that Manilow built. You know, there can be the one artist or the one song that can change so much for so many other people. And I like to think that this book, which has interviews with 45 songwriters, there are a lot of intricate links between a lot of them, how they've influenced each other, how they've overlapped, the stories they've told, the meetings they've had, the collaborations. That kind of thing excites me as a storyteller.
The book is Songwriters Speak, Conversations About Writing Music. Debbie Kruger, I want to thank you for joining us on TUE this morning.
Thank you so much, Trevor. I've always appreciated your support. Thank you.
It's 7:50. Here it is, the song that Tina Turner did not want to record. What's Love Got to Do with It? We'll check the traffic right after it here at Easy Music TUE.